Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of the Hoodoo Voodoo Education and Roots Workshop. Yes, this is your host, Queen D, and I'm back. Let's move into this show. We always have real talk, but first I would like to thank everyone who is very supportive, my listeners and my followers. I thank you so much. I thank the snoopers. I thank the troublemakers. Do you know that during some of our shows, well, when we do them, we have people going back through them, and it's really not the public, it is private people like your family, going back through it, trying to see what you have said so that they can create a big stake. So that's why I'm always talking about snoop and troublemakers. This even happened to me. Okay. You know, the real talk. But this week is doing what someone asks you to do. The real talk for this week is butting out of other people's business. So let's start there. You know, I know that some of you are in situations that you don't want to be in. You're probably in a situation where you have to live with someone else. Well, let me tell you about living with someone else. You have to go by their rules. You have to do what they say do. I am so sorry. I have to mute this. I have to put this on mute. So don't go anywhere. I'm so sorry, everyone. Situations do come up. Now, as I was saying, button out. And when you're living in someone else's home, you do have to go by their rules. And if they tell you to get out. Because real bad things can come from situations like this. A person can make you leave, and you do not have to have the police to make them to leave, if you get what I'm saying. One trick of making someone leave, here's a little cayenne pepper in their shoe. Oh, yeah. Put it right up under the tongue. Take a red candle. Drop it on the floor right in front of their door. That goes along with the cayenne pepper. Red candles are used for more things than just love and sex. So that was a conga tip. Now, we're talking about button out. I know that we all have friends and family that love to butt in to someone else's bitch. Well, that gets you nowhere either. And it's really a sin. And there's a conjure for that. Some people want that privacy where they can do the things that they need to do without people butting in. When people butt in, it just takes the fun out of everything. Takes your mind, makes you not be able to concentrate on what you're supposed to do. So, what I'm saying here, people, there's a lot of things out here that can be used. And it's not only in voodoo. There's witchcraft, sorcery, that's the weakest form of voodoo. demonology, Satanism, African witchcraft. There are several levels of witchcraft. And witchcraft and voodoo is very, and it's something that you shouldn't try to practice on your own, especially dark dealing. Okay, let's go into sadness. You know, you can look at a person, look them in their eyes, look at their movement, and tell that they're unhappy. You can look at someone and tell that they're depressed. Listen to them talk, especially the ones around you. You never know who's thinking about not being here on earth. Now, some things come up, and you feel so down and out, and you just want to go to your eternal resting place. But sometimes there's conjure for people to feel that way. It takes an evil person to put that kind of conjure on someone else. And I'm not going to tell you any kind of conjure tip to do that to someone. I just wanted to bring that up. But the anger and the depression, please watch it. Watch it very closely. Because someone's feeling like that right now. They have nothing else to live for. They have nothing else to do here on this earth. Heart is broken. Feelings hurt. Number of things. Well, let's move on into something else. Pick and fight. You pick fight and pick fight until you can't do anything else. You've done conjure on your neighbor until there's nothing else to be done. Okay, now it turns back on you. Like I said, you don't know who you are speaking with. You don't know who you're talking to, what they do, or how they do it. But it always turns back, especially in the seven stars. Oh, there are victories. As I said last night, every tear will be wiped away. Everyone. So, I want you to think about that. Victim, I have more talk for you. And I'm so sorry for that interruption. Okay. Now, we're going to go on and go into something else. And that is sickness. A sickness that's not normal. Keeping the law and the paramedics away from your house. Your house is infected. It's infected by the evil company that comes by. You're befriending everyone. Yes. But everybody that comes is not your friend. You cannot befriend everybody. This sickness, I deal with this mess every single day. And it's to the point where, you know, it doesn't matter. And this is where I'm coming into clientele. If you're not trying to actually get help, if you are an information seeker, then you don't need to call us. If you want to be a know-it-all, you don't need to call us. Now, that's my message to you. That is my message to everybody. Now, let's go into the client-worker relationship. Keep it tight. Do what we ask you to do, and that's it. I'm so sorry that this show is so short because I've had situations that happened that was not under my control. So I apologize to everybody. You really should be on your toes. And I want to talk about disrespect. respectful children. You have done everything, everything you could. But children, a child, let's say that, you have done everything for them. You're trying to get them on the right track. They're in a situation, but they keep pulling and pulling and pulling. Let me tell you something. There's no real conscience for that. The conscience is to get them the help that they need, especially if they are on drugs, if they are drinking. Yes, get them the conscience that they need. That's the conjure to help. Well, there is conjure for it. I'm so sorry. I wasn't going to say that. But there is conjure. But get them the help that they need mentally. It's just ridiculous how some counties, some states handle everything. They handle it in the wrong way. And we have our children are on drugs. Our children are no, there's no type for you. You just have to move forward. Then, if you feel like that this is not normal, talk to a worker. That's when you ask questions. If you already have a case, ask questions so that you don't mess anything up. I know that this can be hard, and that's for the children. Please listen to your parents, the ones that's taking care of you. Please, because it's going to come back to you one way or another. One way or another, it's coming. It could come through your own children when you have them. Remember, the seed that you sow is the seed that you shall reap. And your child may be worse than that. And you're going to think about all the things that you used to do as a child. Mothers that are mothers that are hurting their children. Well, one thing I can tell you about that, you didn't have to lay down and open your leg and let it go there. The child is here. You don't mistreat them. You give them the son out of that little walk there. You don't hurt them. And I'm speaking from my heart there because I have heard something. I see four murders. Four of them. And it doesn't look good. They don't think they're going to get caught. But they are. And they're going to be punished to the fullest extent of the law. All of that was behind wicked country they were trying to do to somebody else. Godly people. People who stay into the word of God. People who go to church. Children that go to church. And look what happened. This is the thing. Wake up, everybody. Wake up. Because it's not going to get any better unless you do something. You can make a change right now. You don't have to be standing in front of the preacher to get saved. You can get saved anywhere. See, the church is within you. That temple is in you. Your body is God's temple. Sickness. Jesus. Diabetes, heart attack, this is not of God. Plead the blood of Jesus on it. You're having a bad pain. Plead the blood of Jesus on it. That pain moves, you know, is not of God. Some things are put here, and it is of God, it's natural. But the majority of it is not. Oh, the aching in the leg, which I am feeling right now, in the leg. That is not of God. And as for people calling themselves praying stuff up to music, you have to be well-rooted and up to do that. Call somebody up from the church, or you call one of us, and we can pray over that olive oil. We can pray over that water, whether it's river water, rain water. because God is allowing us to do that. I hear real bad talk about workers. Well, the ones that talk about workers is the ones that need them. They're going to them themselves. And when you start with the worker, you don't need to tell everybody your business, what you got, what you have. No, you don't. See, your blessings are for you. What's yours is yours. And you're jeopardizing that by running your mouth all the time. I had to pause with that one. I am drinking Sprite. Now, Sprite soda. Not Sprite beer, wine, whiskey, nothing else. Sprite. All right. We got to move a little bit further because there's another tip that I have to give you about your road opener, water and oil. Nettle. Put a little nettle in it and make it stronger. Hold it in your hand because it is for you. Hold it and say the 23rd Psalm. Every time you anoint your body, any way the worker tells you to do, whether it's on head, shoulder, feet, wherever, you always say the 23rd Psalm, even after you have held that body. And you will see things clear up and get back. I don't know why I had to mention a little opener. Somebody needs a road opener right now. There's many of you that need it. But I'm seeing a person that really needs road to be open for them. Everything is not perfect. It's not perfect, no matter what you do. But we make the best of things. Yes, there are going to be day-to-day things that you just sit there and talk about. That's if you have someone good in your life to talk about it with. And as for people that, you know, have people around them, that's not right. And you have asked them to leave. I'm going back to this because it's on my mind. You pursue the law. Nothing is really done. There is conjure for that. But I'm going to tell you a little more about conjuration because this involves love. If a man and a woman is married, the majority of us do not mess with it because we know that it's not going to work. You come to me, example, and ask separate man and wife so that the man can come to you. He might come to you one or two times, but it's using you. That's a man or woman now. It's using you. But that marriage will not break up. And there's punishment for such conduct. Not by the spirit that worketh, but by God. There's punishment for that kind of conduct because one of the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not commit adultery. Now I want you to think about that. Stay from that woman's husband. Stay away from that man's wife. Because it's not going to work. You can bat your eyes and twist your butt all day. It's not going to work. Now, I think that's the best advice I could give you. Okay, you're lusting after someone else's mate. A married mate. Christmas, where they're going to be? When holidays come up. Where are they? Most weekends, where are they? They're with the husband or the wife. And as for the married men, you get upset with your mistress when she goes anywhere. She can go and visit her family. You get upset. Let me tell you why a married person get upset with their mistress or whatever. Because they are settled down with the wife that can't keep up. Person they're cheating on their wife or husband with. If you get what I'm saying, I hope that I said it right. There was an emergency that happened around me, and I am finally getting back on track. No, I do not hold anything in. No, I'm not going to hold anything in. I'm not a refrigerator. And if I were on the other end, I would want to hear it too. Yes. So, when you call us, and if they're like me, don't get upset with the truth. Most people get upset with the truth. Truth will help you. Lies will harm you. Well, that episode is done about lies, truth, and being unfaithful. Peace in your home. As I've said before, bomb of guilt. Bomb of guilt is put in the four corners, and then in the center room, wherever that is put under that bed, that table, or whatever. It fosters reconciliation between husband and wife. That has to be put in the bedroom. But for anything else, the four corners of the house, and then in the middle room, wherever that is, you put it under that piece of furniture. And that brings peace to your home. Balm of guilt can be burned with two other herbs and one incense to bring a lover back. But that's a difficult type of conjure. It is combined with other things that you need to do on your end. The worker is already going to be working on their end. And that's another thing. When we are working on our end, don't ask a question. You do what you're supposed to do. You know, I mean, I want to ask me, okay, if I do this, then what are you going to do? How are you going to do it? And do you know, I have feelings too, and I have my mood too. Usually the phone goes click or there's a get out. You really don't need to know what we're doing on our end because we handle the toughest thing. We have to do the hardest things to get everybody on track and get them what they want, what they need. And for somebody to ask me, what are you going to do? That is, it's ridiculous. And if you're calling to see if you need help, when I tell you you need help, you need some help. I'm not going to lead you wrong, and there are several others out there that will not lead you wrong. You know, I know I'm almost at the end of the show, and I regret that I had to pull everyone. I had to step away. But I think I have made up for it 10 times more because you get more out of this episode then you have gotten out of your busy day. I love speaking to everyone. And that's the truth. I love giving out helpful information. I love giving out information to warn you of bad things that might hurt you. Because I do not want to see anyone hurt. One more thing. Sending back. It's good to send back when you have been going through things constantly. I'm not going to get into that. But as for everyone, even the troopers, I hope that you enjoy the rest of your Sunday. I hope that your week is blessed in the name of Jesus. I hope that everything goes well. and you get everything that you are seeking that's to help you, not harm somebody else, but to help you. I want you to take my words with you into this week. I want everybody to have a great week. As for my beautiful family, as for my wonderful mother, I love you, mother. I love you all, and I cannot wait to see you. Until next week, everyone, be blessed, be blessed, be blessed. Amen.